in 3, 2, 1, go!
Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
With Benny and Greg.
My love is real, girl.
love.
This is Chad, and I'm calling from Thorndown for what?
Quack, quack, quack.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
I think I'm becoming a lesbian.
Oh! Whoa.
Big Bay Mornings is on.
We love that.
99.7 now.
Oh, yes. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Friday, April the 3rd. Big Bay Mornings checking in to get this thing started with the one, the only, Joe Exotic. Come on!
I go to work, but every day I get someone trying to slam me down.
Where?
The dirt.
Joe Exotic, or should I say, what is it, the Clinton Johnson band or something like that?
Something like that.
The ones actually singing that song.
Big news, we are turning country.
We are, yes. And in this morning news, ladies and gentlemen, we are no longer the pop radio station. We are going full-blown country.
You actually look country in that cap that you're wearing. You just need like a fishing hook.
I got my trucker hat on. Got my trucker hat on and my sweater on today.
Look at me. I'm under my blankie right now. It's cold in my house.
You do look cozy. Well, here we are, of course, broadcasting as we shelter in place. Good morning. My name is Benny. I am at my house. Greg is sitting on his couch with his blankie on right now.
I have my weighted blankie. You're the one who recommended the weighted blankie to me. It's calm.
Oh, that's a weighted blankie. I didn't even hear that. Yeah. Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, we bought one for my mother-in-law. She loves it. The gravity blanket is like the best thing in the world. Oh, so nice.
I'm feeling, you know, if you feel anxious, they say put it on you. It's supposed to be like the same thing that kind of like for a dog, you know, the weather vest or whatever.
Thunder vest.
Whatever.
Thunder vest. Good morning,
Everybody
producer Art.
Good morning.
How you doing over there, buddy? You good?
I'm good, yeah. I'm isolated in my own studio, so I'm feeling good.
Uh-huh. Back at Master Control, though, so he's still at the studio, but in his own little studio at the radio station.
Mm-hmm. There are fewer and fewer people up there.
Yeah, there's only like 3 or 4 people left. I mean, besides the program directors, you know.
Okay. Are they essential?
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the day. Let's get this thing started. Yes, we are back with the money for you all morning long. Secret sound, 820 and 920. We're going to play that so you have plenty of time to listen to the sound at 997now.com and work on your guess and look at the previous guesses to make sure you don't guess something that's already been guessed incorrectly.
And by the way, if you have lost track of days, I know working from home, it can get that way. It is Friday. It's Friday.
Yeah,
still reason to be happy. Yes.
Absolutely. And in about 2 or 3 minutes, we're going to look for caller 9 to play the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. We've got 10 questions. You've got 60 seconds. You could win $1,000. And we'll play right after a little Flashback Friday from Nelly on Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 now.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're set to play with Hector. What's up, Hector? Good morning, my man.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time no see.
Long time no see for everybody, right?
Yeah. So, how you guys doing? Good?
Hello from the inside.
Listen, I'm broadcasting live from my couch with a weighted blanket over me. Could I be any better? I mean, I'm great.
I hate you, man. I hate you.
Hector, let's rock and roll. You know how the game works. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you get them all right, we're giving you $1,000. Good luck, and here we go.
Ready, set, go.
Who played Danny in Grease?
John Travolta.
What's the name of Apple's wireless earbuds?
AirPods.
Jennifer Garner was married to what Hollywood star?
Dan Affleck.
9 times 6 plus 16 equals?
Pass.
True or false, Clint Eastwood is a Bay Area native?
True.
Spell disastrous.
Pass.
In the movie Babe, what kind of animal was Babe?
A pig.
Is a shark a mammal or fish?
Say that again.
Is a shark a mammal or a fish?
A mammal.
Leonardo da Vinci was born in what country?
America.
What country has the longest border with the U.S.?
Canada.
9 times 6 plus 16 is?
70.
Thank, There it is.
70 is correct. You still left one out there that you passed on. Disastrous. And we got a couple where we got to ding you, but we'll go through them right now. Hector, Danny. Danny was played by John Travolta in Grease. Apple's wireless earbuds are called AirPods. Jennifer Garner was married to Ben Affleck. 9 times 6 plus 16 is 70. It is true that Clint Eastwood is a Bay Area native. Disastrous. D-I-S-A-S-T-R-O-U-S. Babe was a pig. Shark is actually a fish, not a mammal.
Damn it.
That would be a dolphin is a mammal, though. Leonardo da Vinci, he was born in Italy. Italy. Not America.
I thought you said Leonardo DiCaprio, man.
Oh. Well, that would be so sad if you had the other ones right. So
hey, you need to replay that. I swear to God, I heard of Leonardo DiCaprio, man.
Nope. I know I didn't say it. I said Da Vinci.
And it's Canada with the longest border. Never, you know, even if we gave it to you, you still wouldn't have gotten the money, but you did get 7 right.
Hector, we always appreciate you listening, man. We love you. We hope you and the family are well and healthy and all that stuff, my man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care. Have a good weekend. Hey, when we get back, we're going to roll commercial-free on your Friday morning. Inside the 630 Dirty, we're going to talk about some streaming options you're going to have this weekend. One of the major paid streaming services is giving away free access starting today. We'll tell you about that. But before that, Greg and everybody, if you could isolate with any celebrity, who would it be? Ooh. So if we were stuck in the house and you could have one celebrity with you, who would it be? You
can go to their house, too. Can I go to their place?
Yes.
It's probably bigger.
Yeah, you could go to their place. So text us in 888-456-9970. What celebrity would you want to be isolated with? We'll talk about it next. Hang on. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Friday. Yes, 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 we made it. And, of course, a special good morning to all of our essential employees out there on their way to work or maybe headed home from work. We love you. We appreciate you. So if you could isolate with any celeb, who would it be and why? And yes, you could go to their place. You don't have to be stuck at your place with them. Who would your celeb be? Greg, let's start with you.
Oh, well, you know, I like to keep it in the sports world, of course. I like athletes. So I'm going to keep it local, too. I'm going to go Klay Thompson, number one. Because Klay not only is, like, he looks like a Grecian god, but he also is a lot of fun. Like, you see his Instagram and stuff. He likes to party. He likes to dance. He likes to turn up. So I'm going to go Klay Thompson, my number one. But Evander Kane of the Sharks is a close second.
I can't picture him. I don't know what he looks like.
Hotness.
Producer Art, who would be your celeb to isolate with?
So I have three, ideally, but number one, I don't know if this is a celebrity or not, but Gacia Michaelian from KTVU Channel 2. Shout out
to
her.
My
Holler
God.
My dogs.
God, he's so
Gacia Michaelian.
I hope she listens.
But for real, it would be Dave Chappelle. Like, super funny. A guy you could have an intelligent conversation with, and I'm sure he'd keep you cracking
up. Give me a
up.
Break. Please. It's all about smoking.
Exactly.
Like him and Snoop Dogg.
First of all, he doesn't smoke weed that much. He smokes a lot of cigarettes, which I would not be down for. I don't want to be around that, so he's got to go outside for that.
And is anybody surprised that Art picked a guy to isolate with?
A
I mean, anybody?
First of all, I picked
anybody.
Gacia.
Anybody? Nobody.
Oh, my
yeah,
God, Greg.
Who would your third be?
Dua Lipa's eyebrows.
That'd be so weird.
Oh, you are so weird. I'll give you one woman, one man. If it was going to be a lady, of course, it would be my longtime crush, Ava Mendez, for sure. But that means no Ryan Gosling or the kids. They got to leave. But just me and Ava at Ava's place.
Okay.
And Guy, you know, I know what you guys are going to say. Will Smith. But no, it wouldn't be Will Smith. It would be Justin Timberlake. I feel like his house is probably hella fun. He's probably got movie theaters and bowling alleys and swimming pools. I'm sure he's got a legit bar. And I he likes to party. So I would definitely hang with Justin Timberlake. I think that'd be a good time.
All right. Well, if we're doing opposite sex here, I'm going to say I agree with Erica, Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence is super fun. She's hysterical, and she likes to get down, too. So Erica from the texting hotline, she wants Jennifer Lawrence. Teresa wants to just be with the Currys, all of them. Yeah, they would be fun to hang out with. They got a $33 million pad. And Audrey, Trevor Noah, yes, he is funny, hot, and smart. He's like the triple play right there.
All right, there it is. Your 630 Dirty's on the way as we continue commercial free, and you will be able to stream some good shows and movies starting today, and it won't cost you a thing. Hang on. We'll tell you about it next in your 630 Dirty.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
So, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Well, now, at least Bay Area health officials are saying yes, wear a mask, everybody. And continue to, of course, you know, physically distance yourself from people and washing your hands. But so this can be a bandana or a t-shirt. So it doesn't have to be like one of those N95s, which I wouldn't purchase if, you know, even if you could find, because, of course, our hospitals need those right now. But
well, and it can't hurt, right? I mean, it may not be the 100% protection, but it might be 50 or it might be 25. It can't hurt you to wear a mask. You might as well
absolutely
do it.
And if anything, it's a good reminder when you go to touch your face that you're like, oh, nope, can't touch my face because you have something over it. I mean, I was reading an article that said the average person touches their face 2,000 to 3,000 times a day. A day.
I was touching your face. FaceTime happy hour with my friend the other day, and I was noticing how many times she kept touching her face, moving her hair, touching her glasses, moving her, you know, cheeks, all this stuff. So, yeah, we definitely do touch our faces a lot.
So even when you're heading out to the grocery store, other errands, you know, bandana, T-shirt, scarf, anything to just cover your nose and your mouth with.
I'm going to wear a ski mask around my house all the time to keep me from touching my face.
In Fremont, we'll open a free drive-through coronavirus testing center today. It's going to be at the Fremont Fire Tactical Training Center on Stevenson Boulevard. However, the site is designed for those who are sick, so you must be having symptoms and a fever to be seen. And stay in your car if you do go there. Don't walk up to them. They want you to stay in your car for everybody's protection. And shout out to Starbucks. They're going to pay their 350,000 employees through May 3rd, whether they come into work or stay home due to coronavirus outbreak. And of course, Starbucks at this point has reduced service to just drive through and delivery only. But shout out to Starbucks. Those are your Friday morning headlines.
Sassy Sports.
Well, Steph Curry admitted this week that he has felt anxious and defeated, but not because of coronavirus. He said that basketball hoop that Aisha ordered him, because he doesn't have one at his home in Atherton right now, he said that when he looked at the manual to put it together, he started feeling completely overwhelmed, and it took him more than 5 hours to put the extendable hoop together.
Well, a couple of things. I even asked the question yesterday, are you sure he's qualified to do this? And this goes to show that even the celebrities are having meltdowns right now as well.
This one had nothing to do with coronavirus. And, Benny, are you good at putting this kind of stuff together, like, you know, IKEA furniture or anything like that?
I'll get it all done and then realize, like, one of the pieces is the wrong way. Like, oh, man, that's the unfinished side showing. Yeah, yep. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Been there. I've also put it together backward. It is frustrating. So, Steph, I feel you. He did say he finally got it together. But, yeah, it took 5 hours. And today would have been the Giants' home opener at Oracle Park. But, obviously, that's not going to happen. But if you need your baseball fix, the Giants announced they're going to be showing an encore presentation of the 2014 National League Championship Game 5 starting at 1:35 today. You might remember that game propelled the Giants to their third World Series in 5 years. You can catch the game on TV at NBC Sports Bay Area or streaming on all of their social platforms. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say, if they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Does Joe Exotic have coronavirus?
No!
Oh, not Joe.
So he spent 2 weeks in isolation, in quarantine, after, you know, there was multiple confirmed coronavirus cases in the prison he was in. Now he's been transferred from that isolation to a prison medical center. No official word yet whether or not he does have coronavirus.
Oh, oh my Lord. Well, his
your voice going down.
No. I know. His fourth husband, the third from the show, but fourth husband overall, did say on his social media that he thought he had it. And believe it or not, even though he's in prison for 22 years, that guy, Dylan, who's like 22 years old, is staying with him.
Wow.
Why?
Oprah just donated $10 million to fight the coronavirus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love this. I love seeing this when these celebrities are donating huge amounts of money. And again, even if you can afford $5, $10, it all helps. So I encourage everybody to donate if you can. HBO announced that they are making over 500 hours of programming free starting today. Yes, HBO for free. And you can stream via their Go app or their Now app. And they include all kinds of things. Older shows like Sopranos and Six Feet Under, some of the new shows, as well as movies.
If you've never watched Six Feet Under, I highly recommend it. One of the greatest shows ever.
And some throwbacks are hitting Netflix today for the first time, including all four Lethal Weapon movies and The Matrix Trilogy. Those are available for streaming on Netflix. That's your Dirty on the 30.